إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. ثم أما بعد to further proceed اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى عباد الله التقوى بالله سبحانه وتعالى و servants of Allah. For verily the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ra'su kulli amr. It is the head of every affair. As the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Dharr, Jundub ibn Junada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَ اللَّهِ فِي سِرِّ أَمْرِكَ وَعَلَنِيَتِهِ. And he said, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He told Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I advise you to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily it is the head of every matter, the most important thing concerning every single thing. He said, and I advise you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning what is secret from your affairs and what is public from your affairs. So have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily this is the honor of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. And we carried them through the land and through the sea. And we provided for them from the best things in this world. And we prefer them over many of those whom we created. The ulama of Islam, they say, as can be found in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored mankind over the rest of the creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst mankind, He has given honor and superiority to the man over the woman. He has given honor and He has given superiority to the man over the woman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً, that the men, they have a degree over the woman. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي عُلَىٰ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that men are the guardians and maintainers and supporters of women, due to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to some of them of virtue over others, and due to what they spent from their money. أَتَدْرِي مَعْنَ الرُّجُولَ أَيُّهَا الرَّجُولَ. Do you know the meaning of manhood? أَيُّهَا الرَّجُولَ. Do you know what it means to be a man? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مَدَحَ الرِّجَالَ فِي كِتَابِهِ. He praised the men in his book, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَ. He praised those who had the characteristic of الرُّجُولَ. وَعَلَمُوا أَنْ هُنَاكَ فرق شاسع وبون بعيد بين حقيقة الرجولة ومجرد الذكورة. You should know that there is a great difference and there is a large distance between the reality of manhood and merely being a male. فطفل ذكر, a child can be a male. والجبان ذكر, and the person who is a coward, he is a male. والبخيل ذكر, and the person who is greedy and stingy with his wealth, he is a male. And the fajr, and the wicked and disobedient person, ذكرون. He is a male. But there is a difference between a man who carries the meaning of being a man and a male. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما آهد الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, verily, from the believers are men who prove true to what they promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them are those who have passed, and we love them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, in his greatness and his tremendousness, he says, nahbah, we love that person. And from them are those who are still waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they do not change in any way whatsoever. They do not alter their course in any way whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has praised the men. He has praised the men in the ulama. They mention in great detail what is al-murua, and what is al-rujula, what is dignity, what is integrity, what is manhood. Ibn al-Jawzi al-Baghdadi, he said, mizan al-rujula, he said that the scale of al-rujula, the scale of manhood, murra'atu al-hudud, wal-ikhlasu lil-ma'bud, is that you safeguard the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his laws. And that you are sincere to the one that you worship, tabaraka wa ta'ala. That you safeguard the laws of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you are sincere to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَالرَّجُلُ كُرُّ الرَّجُلُ. He said that the man, the real man, الَّذِي يُرَاعِي حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, is the one who safeguards the boundaries of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ الَّتِي فُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ وَأُلْزِمَ بِهِ. And it is that which he is mandated to do, and that which is required from him. He said, وَيُحْسِنُ الْقَصْدِ. And he is a person who makes his intention good, who purifies his intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَعْمَلُ لِلْخَلْقِ وَلَا لِتَعْظِيمِهِمْ. And he doesn't do what he does for the creation, or to be held in esteem by the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find with the kuffar that they think that al-rujula, they think that manhood is al-dhulmu wal-kibr wal-ghish wal-udwan. They think that manhood is oppression and arrogance and being treacherous and transgressing against the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find with them that they think that the meaning of manhood, ayyuhal muslim, ayyuhal rajul, is that a person was created to resemble a shaitan al-rajim, to resemble the shaitan, alayhi la'natullah, and to resemble wild animals. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentioned in his book, Madarij al-Salikin, he said that the reality of this integrity, and this dignity, and this manhood, اتصاف النفس بصفات الإنسان التي فارق بها الحيوان البهيم والشيطان الرجيم. He said the reality of manhood and the reality of dignity is that a person, they take within themselves and incorporate within themselves the descriptions that separate them as a human being from being like a wild animal or being like a rebellious shaitan. This is the reality of al-rujula. The person who has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and al-iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the foundations of al-rujula. He has the foundations of manhood. For this reason, we find the statements of the Salaf, like the statement of Ubayd ibn Umair, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said, as was reported by Ibn Abi Shayba in Kitab al-Iman, he said, al-imanu huyub, ay huwa mahdul hayba, wa yuhabu ahlu. Ubayd ibn Umair, he said that al-iman is huyub, meaning that the person who has it, that he will be respected. The person who has it, he will be respected. And iman is pure respect. Iman is pure respect, and it warrants pure respect for a person. It was reported that some of the salaf, they used to say, man yakhafu Allah, yakhafu minhu kullu shay. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be feared by everything. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be feared by everything. And it was reported in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Bisr, with the chain of narration, graded to be hasan by a Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah. The Shaykh, he said, or rather Abdullah ibn Basr, he says, Sami'tu. He said, Laqad Sami'tu hadithan mundu zaman. He said, I heard a hadith a very long time ago. إذا كنت في قوم عشرين رجل أم عشرين رجلا أم أقل أو أكثر فتصفحت وجوههم أي نظرت في وجوههم تفتيشا لحالهم. He said, فتصفحت وجوههم فلم تر فيهم رجلا يهاب في الله عز وجل فأعلم أن الأمر قرق. Abdullah bin Basr, he said, I heard a hadith a long time ago. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you find yourself amongst a group of 20 men, or more than them, or less than them, and you look into their faces, and you don't see amongst them a single man who is respected for the sake of Allah, Azza wa Jal, then know that the matter has become very weak. Know that the matter has become very weak. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Thawban, radiallahu anhu, he said, وَلِيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِن قُلُوبِ عَدُوِيكُمَ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلِيَقْذِفَنَ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَحْنِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strip in the latter days, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strip the respect of you from the hearts of your enemies, and He will cast weakness into your heart. And He will cast weakness into your heart. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that type of weakness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the rijal, He has given the men an opportunity to increase in that taqwa and to have a higher level of that taqwa, because it is easier for the men to seek knowledge of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And knowledge of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the most important characteristics of a man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء, that those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His servants, they are the ulama. The people of knowledge from the servants of Allah are those who truly fear Him. So the more a person knows about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more he will increase in his dignity, and the more he will increase in his integrity. So the person who has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for the men to seek beneficial knowledge. But you find the men everywhere else, except in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find the men everywhere else, yani, and doing everything else with their money, except saving their money to go and sit at the feet of the ulama. You find the men doing everything else with their time, except seeking beneficial knowledge, reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we live in the age of information and technology. And the Jews and the Christians, they are from them those who read the books of Islam and the books of Islamic history more than most of the Muslims. More than most of the Muslims. وَلَهُمْ أَغْرَاضُهُمْ, and they have their purposes for doing that. And they have their purposes in doing that. It is from the descriptions of a man that he has knowledge about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Khalil ibn Ahmed al-Farahidi, he said, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, al-rijalu arba. He said, there are four types of men. Rajulun yadri, wa yadri annahu yadri, fadhalika alimun fas'aluhu. He said, there is a man who knows, and he knows that he knows. That is a scholar. So ask him about your concerns, and follow him concerning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ يَدْرِي وَلَا يَدْرِي أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. There is a man that he has knowledge, but he doesn't know that he has his knowledge, meaning that he isn't, yani, he doesn't have high self-esteem, or he isn't any certain about his knowledge. فَذَارِكَ غَافِلٌ فَنَبِّهُ, and that is a person who is heedless. So you need to encourage him. وَرَجُلٌ لَا يَدْرِي وَيَدْرِي أَنَّهُ يَدْرِي. There is a man who doesn't know, but he knows that he doesn't know. يَدْرِي أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. He knows that he doesn't know. فَذَارِكَ جَاهِلٌ فَعَلِّمُهُ, that is a person who is ignorant, so teach him. وَرَجُلٌ لَا يَدْرِي وَلَا يَدْرِي أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. And there is a man who doesn't know, and he doesn't know that he doesn't know. We find the Muslims in the times that we live in talking about politics, talking about affairs that concern the safety of the Muslims and the non-Muslims, talking about things that are way beyond their heads, why they cannot make a proper wudu. Na'udhu billah. Na'udhu billah. A man, he doesn't know, and he doesn't know that he doesn't know. فَذَلِكَ أَحْمَقٌ فَحْضَرُوا. That man is a retard. That man is a fool. So be careful from him. Be careful from him. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أما بعد. A man, he can increase in his integrity and he can increase in his manhood and his dignity by having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the woman. Because there are certain acts of worship that he can do that the woman cannot do, that are easier for him to do than for the woman. And from them is praying the salat in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised the men in the Quran, those who have the description of being real men. He said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, concerning the masajid, fiha rijalun yuhibbuna an yatataharu, that within the masajid are men who love to purify themselves. They love to purify themselves with the wudu. They love to purify themselves from sins and disobedience by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about the masajid, fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fiha ismuh yusabbihu lahu fiha bilghudu'i wal asal rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqamis salati wa ita'iz zakat yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulub wal absar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, within those buyut, within those masajid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to be built and has ordered that his name be mentioned therein, you find praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Rijalun, men. Men. They are in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they are not in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are in the workplace to support their families. Or they are doing something constructive with their time. If they cannot find their way to the masajid, it was said to Sufyan al-Thawri that there is a man that if he stays in the workplace and he lives a distance from the masjid, if he stays in the workplace, then he will be able to make enough money to feed his family. But when he leaves the workplace, he will take a loss in his money and he will not have enough money to feed his family. He said that he prays by himself and supports his family is better than that he prays in the masjid. It's better than that he prays in the masjid. And the people came to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with similar concerns during his life. And he advised them to pray the Salatul Fajr and pray the Salatul Isha in the masjid with the men. Pray the Salatul Fajr and pray the Salatul Isha in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where the men are supposed to be. That is from the descriptions of al-Rujula, Imaratul Masajid, that you find the men attending the masajid and frequenting the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the more a person is lacking in this quality, the more he is lacking in his manhood. The more he is lacking in that quality, the more he is lacking in his manhood. The more he is lacking in that quality, the more he is lacking in his manhood. Also from the descriptions of manhood is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has endowed men with an intellect that is stronger than the intellects of the woman. So use them. So use them, brothers. He has endowed you with a mind. And you are not subjected to the hormones and the emotions. They're listening. And to the emotions and the things that women have to go through. And you do not judge by what they judge by. And if you do not have a strong mind, then you have brothers who are around you who are intelligent, that you can seek for their advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated the men with their intellect and with their character and with their courage and with their strength. It was stated by Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak when they asked him, ma afdalu ma utiya ar-rajulu ba'da al-islam, what is the best thing that a man can be given after his Islam? Faqala gharizatu al-aql, gharizatu aqlin. He said the best thing that he can have after his Islam, after Islam, is to have a strong mind. قِيلَ وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ, what if he doesn't have a strong mind? فَقَالَ فَأَدَبٌ حَسَنٌ, that he has good character. That he has good character is the best thing he can have after Islam if he doesn't have a strong mind. قِيلَ فَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ, it was said, what if he doesn't have that? قَالَ فَأَخٌ صَالِحٌ يَسْتَشِيرُهُ, he said that a righteous brother that he can ask advice from is the best thing that he can have after Islam. قِيلَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ, he said, what if he doesn't have that? قَالَ فَصَمْتٌ طَوِيلٌ, that he has the ability to remain silent for a long period of time. Because if he doesn't have intelligence, and if he doesn't have manners, and if he doesn't have people around to advise him, then he will harm himself when he opens his mouth. He will harm himself. No, he will harm the people around him when he opens his mouth. While he has the mentality of a fickle old woman, while he has the mentality of a child, talking about things that don't concern him, involving himself in the affairs of people and in the business of people, backbiting the people, tail carrying to the people, causing fitnah amongst the people. The best thing he can have if he doesn't have intelligence, and if he doesn't have good character, and if he doesn't have righteous people to advise him, samtum tawil, is the ability to shut his mouth for a long period of time. Qila fa'in lam yakun. He said, what if he doesn't have that? What if he doesn't have any of those things? Qala famautun ajil. He said that a quick death is the best thing he can have. A quick death, that he dies after entering into the fold of Islam very quickly, so that he doesn't cause a fitna for himself, bring about sins and disobedience to be put on his scales and to destroy him on the day of judgment. Famautun ajil. And a quick death from the things that men are given that make them different than the woman. Al-khushuna. They have some roughness about them. They must have some toughness about them. The Arab, they used to say, akhshawshinu fa inna ni'mata la tadum. They say, toughen up, because the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not last for you. The job that you have, it may go away. The source of income that you have, it may go away. There's a time where you're going to have to be tough. A time when you're going to have to be courageous. So they have the ability to be tougher than the woman. To have thicker skin than the woman. To have patience more than the woman. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed al-mas'uliyah upon them. He placed responsibility upon them. Al-wilayat, al-kibar, al-sigar. The appointments of government and the appointments of responsibility from the top to the bottom are upon the men. They are upon the men. وَالنُّبُوَّةِ وَالرِّسَالَةِ and the prophethood and their messengership, it was just with the men. There wasn't a female prophet and there wasn't a female messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the strength that they have, He has placed the most important of responsibilities with the men. The important responsibilities, they lie with the men. The responsibility of the home, al-qiwama, it lies with the men. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَنْ يُفْلِحُ قَوْمٌ. A people will never be successful. وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَةً. Who entrust their affairs to a woman. That means you, brother, if you let your wife wear the pants in your home, if you let your wife call the shots in your home, your affairs will never be successful. Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, لَا يَتِيمُ إِمَانُ الْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يُغِيظُ مْرَأَتَهُ فِي اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. He said, a man, his iman will never be complete. His deen will never be complete. حَتَّى يُغِيظَ إِمْرَأَتَهُ لِلَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. Until he angers his wife, upsets his wife for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqillah, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O woman, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have those words come from your mouth in the years that you have been married. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't harm yourself and don't harm others. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that the reality of this matter is that it is my responsibility and I will be asked about it. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't overstep your bounds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them al-qiwama. He has given them the responsibility. Yani the man, he looks at the situation. How can he be productive? Now how can he consume? How can he benefit others? Now how can he get the benefit from others? Many people, they look at their situation with their woman. And they look at their situation with their brothers. And they look at the situation with the people around them to see what benefit can they get from the people. And they never look. And they never look. They never look at what benefit they can be. They never look at what type of benefit they can be, how they can benefit the people. Ibn al-Wardi, he said, وَقِيمَةُ الْإِنسَانِ مَا يُحْسِنُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ الْإِنسَانَ أَمْ أَقَلْ. He said that the value of a man is that which he is good at, whether he does that a little or whether he does that a lot. You find the statements of the Sahaba, like the statement of Abu Darda that comes with an authentic chain of narration, where he said, "Bi'sama lil." He said, "Bi'sama li ahadikum, bi'sama li ahadikum an yakuna dhayfan ala ahlihi ad-dahr. Ala falyakul ma wajad." He said that the worst thing that a man can have within himself, brothers, move close. The worst thing a man can have as a description within himself is that he is a guest in his home to his family all of the time. Let him eat what he finds to eat, expecting his wife to serve him hand and foot like she is a slave. The worst thing that can be found in a man is that he is a guest, أن يكون ضيفا على أهله الدهر. He is a guest in his home all of the time. He is like he is being hosted, like he is a relative that has come from out of town that you have not seen for years. He must be waited upon hand and foot, entertained in conversation in every way that you can imagine. You know what's worse than that? You know what's worse than that? What's worse than that is that when he's a guest in his home, that he didn't buy that food. When he's a guest in his home, that he didn't pay the rent in that house. Section 8 paid the rent in the house. When he's a guest in that home, food stamps bought that food. And he has the nerve to bark orders at his wife. What has he used from ar-rujula, from manhood and integrity, in running the affairs of his home? Has he used a mind that Allah gave him? Has he used a strength that Allah gave him? Has he used a patience that Allah gave him? Has he used the integrity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered to him and made available for him? What is the situation? You find from the people, from the brothers, people who freeload. They freeload with everybody. They freeload with their wife. They freeload in the community. Everything is free. Everything is bargain price. You find the brothers who cannot support a wife, who will go while they have one wife who lives in their projects, surrounded by drugs, surrounded by guns, surrounded by gang members, and they'll go and find a second wife. And they go and find a second wife. La ilaha illallah. Ain al-uqul. Where are the minds of the people? Wallahi al-azim. Where are the minds of the people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He placed al-qiwama upon the men. And it is from rujula. It is from manhood that they undertake this responsibility towards the woman. Sufyan ibn Sa'id in authority, he said, rahmatullahi alayhi, alaykum bi amal al-abtal. الكسب من الحلال والإنفاق على العيال. He said, I advise you, O men, to behave with the behavior and to do the actions of people who are heroic and people who are courageous and brave. الكسب من الحلال والإنفاق على العيال. It is that you earn your money from the halal, that you earn your money from the halal, and that you spend upon your dependents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كَفَ بِالْمَرِي إِثْمًا أَنْ يُضَيِّعَ مَنْ يَقُوتُ. It is enough of a sin for a man that he neglects those that he is supposed to feed. It is enough of a sin for a man that he neglects those who he is supposed to feed. These are the rijal. We find ourselves in a time that they are few and far between. They are few and far between. And anybody who is real with themselves and real with the situation know that they are few and far between. They are few and far between, brothers, and they are few and far between, sisters. You find a situation like that, a situation of weakness, and in a situation where the Muslims are a mahzala to the kuffar. The Muslim, he is upon food stamps. He's upon Section 8. He's upon welfare. Not to use it as a bridge or a ladder to climb out of the hole that he's in and to get upon his feet. And he not to use it as a temporary means of assistance, but his whole life. He sends his wife to the welfare office. And she's popping out child after child after child. Year after year after year. Has more children than the brothers from amongst us who work. And the brothers who have money from amongst us have. And he goes, or she goes down there, and he tells her, whatever you do, tell him you ain't married. Whatever you do, tell them that you're not married. And so, the caseworker, he or she goes to church, and he or she goes to the water cooler, and says, what is wrong with these women? These Muslim women, they cover their faces, they cover their bodies, but they fornicate. They keep having children, and they're not married. You just told them you're not married. Year after year after year, you keep popping out these children. Talking about my baby's father. My baby's father. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah al-azim. La ilaha illallah. What a horrible situation. Become a laughingstock to the kuffar. These people that we are entrusted to represent Islam to. That we are entrusted to call to Islam with whatever means we have. Whether we can do it with our tongues or whether we can only do it with our actions. Where are we at? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the rijal in His book. He mentioned the rijal, min al-mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi. The mu'minina are the men who prove true to what they promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They put their lives behind the religion. Their wealth behind the religion. Everything they have, they put it behind the religion. And put the religion first. They put the religion first. But you can't even find people who give priority to their families over their wives. Or to the families over themselves. And this is a situation. This is a situation. How will we ever reach that level of those men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His book? Like the men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned. He said, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَقْتُمُ إِيمَانَ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. He said, a believing man from the people of Fir'aun. Look at this man. Fir'aun, he said, ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهِ. He said that, leave me alone so I can kill Musa. So I can kill Musa and let him call upon his Lord for help. A man from the people stood up from the court of Fir'aun who had been hiding his belief. He said, would you kill a man because he said, my Lord is Allah, putting his religion in front of his life. He had only been Muslim for a short period of time, putting his religion in front of his life. Another man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in Surah Yasin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent three messengers to a people and they threatened to kill the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a man, he came running from the farthest extents of the city. He ran from the other side of the town saying, Ya qawmi tabi'u al-mursaleen. Oh my people, follow the mursaleen. Follow those who have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where rujula will take you if you will let it. Manhood will take you there if you will let it. How will we get there? When our situation is that it is a great accomplishment for the majority of us just to take care of our families. It was stated in the Tabaqat of Ibn Sa'd and by Ibn al-Jawzi and Safat al-Safwa. He said that Umar radiallahu anhu assembled with some people one day in a home in the city of Al-Madina. And he said, Tamannu. He said, wish for anything. One of the companions, he said, I wish that I had a room full of gold so I could spend it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what I would wish for. Another man, he said, I wish I had a room full of gold that was filled with emeralds and gems and so on and so forth and gold so I could spend that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another man, he said, Wallahi ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't know what I would wish for. أمير المؤمنين he said ولكن أتمنى رجالا كأبي عبيدة بن الجراح ومعاذ بن جبل وسالم مولى أبي حذيفة. He said, but what I wish for is for some men. I wish for some good men like Abi Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. I wish for some good men like Mu'adh ibn Jabal. I wish for some good men like Salim, the free slave of Abi Hudhayfa. And that's what Umar wished for. And that is what is the most valuable element of every community. The Rijal, people who are true men. People who are true men. Where are we from that? هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.